European Chief Prosecutor Laura Kövesi is in Ireland today. She's meeting the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, Gardaí, Customs Authorities and the National Prosecutor's Office. Ireland is one of only three EU member states, along with Hungary and Denmark, which have not joined the European Public Prosecutor, or EPPO, because it says Ireland has a common law jurisdiction, unlike most countries in the EU. The EPPO is the world's only transnational prosecutor and investigates crimes related to the spending of EU money, VAT and customs fraud. And Laura Kövesi, the European Chief Prosecutor, is with us now. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
You're the first Chief Prosecutor for Europe. Can you tell us a bit more about your job?
Well, it's a very challenging one because we are the first transnational prosecution office in the history. And I would say that in 4 years and a half since we started our operation, and we are a single office operating in 24 member states, I could say that we discover a new continent of crime, and our main enemies are the criminal organized groups that are operating everywhere in Europe. So EPPO brings more security.
What court do you work out of?
I'm sorry.
What court do you work out of? Is it a particular court in Europe or is it courts across the EU?
Well, we have prosecutors in all the member states. We are making the investigations, but the cases, when they are finalized, they go in the national courts. So we have to work with 24 different legislations in this moment. And this is very challenging.
And tell us about some of the cases that you've prosecuted.
I can give you one example, the Admiral case. It's a big investigation, one of the biggest investigations that we have. It's about the VAT fraud and custom fraud. It started as a small case in Portugal, where it was a company who had incomes of 200 million euros per year with only two employees. And the national authorities said, okay, there is something fishy here. They went to the national prosecutors, and the national prosecutor said, we don't see any damage in Portugal, but they came to EPPO. And because of our system, because of the fact that we are transnational, we have this helicopter view and we can connect the dots better. In 1 year and a half, we discover connections between more than 6,000 companies, more than 600 individuals involved in a very huge carousel scheme fraud that operates in all the member states, and they created damages more than 2.2 billion euros. And in the end, we discovered that the same criminal organized groups operated also in Portugal. We discovered that they created a damage of 80 million euros. We seized the goods, and now we have a final conviction in the court. So this means that due to the EPPO's activity in Portugal, they will be able to have 80 more million euros in their budget. So this is the added value of the EPPO.
What's your understanding of why Ireland isn't a member of the European Public Prosecutor's Office?
It's very difficult to explain this because in the end it's a political decision, and I hope this will be changed because at technical level, I think the organized crime, it's a danger everywhere in Europe. And I can tell you the crime is not national anymore. Organized crime is not national anymore, and crimes know borders. So those who cheat for drugs, they will cheat for taxes, and they will launder the money. So I think from this perspective, our colleagues from the police and from the prosecution office would like to join EPPO because we are much faster and more efficient when it's about to investigate criminal organizations, especially when the crimes are committed cross-border.
Are you going to try and persuade Ireland to join when you meet the Justice Minister this morning?
I will try to convince about the advantages to be in EPPO, because this will bring more internal security, this will bring more efficiency to fight against criminal groups, and we will help more, as we did it already in some member states, to recover the damages that are created via financial criminality. I hope they will be convinced about this.
Your most recent report, which was issued last year, noted that over 2,500 active investigations were ongoing, amounting to an estimated damage to the EU budget of almost 25 billion euro, more than half of that linked to cross-border VAT fraud. Does any of that extend to Ireland?
Yes, there are connections in our cases that are connected to Ireland, either to Irish citizens, Irish companies, and in most of the cases with the companies that are based here in Ireland. And when it's about the VAT fraud, about the custom fraud, about the fraud with your money, I can tell you that the level of fraud was underestimated for many years. Just via VAT frauds, according to Europol estimations, Europe is losing 50 billion euros years after years. So yes, Ireland is not protected because the criminals will try to find all the time the best place where can deal with their illegal activities. I will give you a short example with Poland that was not initially in EPPO. And when we investigated a lot of VAT cases in Germany, we have wiretaps in which the criminals said, EPPO do not have an office in Poland. We should move our businesses there. Now Poland join EPPO. And we have this waterbed effect. If you take a lot of measures in some member states, of course the criminals will run in another place. So there is a risk now that they will come here in Ireland, because if we don't have an office here and this is not a priority, they will operate freely. And it's not because you don't have maybe the best investigators in the world. I'm sure you do. It's about the fact that they have not access to all the informations. They all the time they will see only what is happening in Ireland without having the big picture.
Laura Kövesi,
this makes their life complicated.
Laura Kövesi, European Chief Prosecutor, thank you very much for speaking to us on Morning Ireland today.